Vayter in Shas Merchum Daf Nun Ches, picking up at the bottom of the page towards the end of the line. Amar Amemar Hani Beit a Treifa, the eggs of a Treifa chicken. Beep, turn the page. Nun Ches Amarav Shichla Kama Asir, the first clutch of the eggs that comes after it became a Treifa, those are going to be Asir. Yep, these eggs are already started to form inside the chicken at the time that got became a treif as a problem. Mikam Eilich, from henceforth, from then on, Havalei Zev Zegorim Mutter, it comes to be something that says this and a that is coming together, and it is Mutter. Even though it came from this chicken that's the treifa, but it also came from Mr. Chicken, and Mr. Chicken is kosher. Yay, so it's the Zev Zegorim, therefore it is Mutter. Says the Gemara Yisvei Rav Ashi LeMeimar, Vishavin Mebesis Trefa Shasura, but they agree that the egg of a trefa, that it is Asr, replace God Lob Isr, because it came about in a something which is Asr, which clearly goes against what we just said, that it's going to be kosher. Thus says Gemara, Hasam Bidasafna Me'ara. In the case of the bride, which Asr, the trefa's hands, is talking about where she was heated by the ground, by the earth. Says Rashi, she did it on her own. He me'atzmo mischamemes ba'aretz v'yoledes v'ahu chadgarimu. Now it's chadgarim, therefore it's going to be treif. V'lishni lei b'shichla kama. The member answer him simply to say, the other price is talking about the first clutch of eggs. Why are you going to make it so complicated over here? Just say that's what it's talking about. And for the Gemara, im kein gadla gamar mibayle. It has a wrong lashon then, because im kein gadla, well, the lashon of Gadla, it shouldn't be saying developed in there. She said, Gamra Mibayle. The fact that it's saying that it's Gadla is Asir, then it's going to show that even things that are going to be after the fact. Elohad de Tanya. Okay, but then what about that which you learned in the Braisa? Vlad Trefa. Right, this is about the offspring of an animal, it's a Trefa. Eliezer Omer Lo Yikrov Lagabi Mizbeach. He says you can't bring on the carbon on the Mizbeach. Rabbi Shoham Yikrov. You can. My kamithli, what exactly is a machlokas? Kishin nitra follow b'sof ibra. Must be talking about the machlokas is where the mother became a treifa and then afterwards conceived a baby. And Rabbi Lezer Savar, zevazegarim aser. Rabbi Yeshu Savar, zevazegarim mutter. That's a machlokas. Yachi, that's true. Adam if lila gavor, lufk lila hedyot. Why would the machlokas be only about gavor, about carbonos and things like that? Let them also argue by a regular case. Doesn't make any difference. No, really, the machlokas is talking about regulars also. And the reason why it brings up this concept over here, but carbonus is to show you the koach of Rabbi Yoshua's kula, the filo gavo and amishar. It's much even to bring it as a carbon. It's pretty big. Why don't we go ahead and argue within the world of the regular to show us the koch of Rabbi Eliezer that feel hedjot nami aser says even the hedjot can be aser. Says Gemara classic answer koch de tera odifli. The koch of heter, that's a much bigger deal over there. That's if you want to say it. Modim bebeitas treifa shasura. And then it says that they agree about an egg of a treifa that it's going to be aser. What's he talking about over there? Be the softami ara the chad garimu. Talking about where it heated itself up at the ground, and therefore it's not a zevazet, it's just its own, you know, asexual reproduction. Rav Acha Savalak Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. Rav Acha Ozak Rav Acha Bar Yaakov said that the halacha is that the trefa can have children. Umasilad lidama memar kidamran, and according, and therefore because of that, Rav Acha teaches a memar's din, like we just said. Ravina lo sever like Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, he doesn't agree with it. He holds that a trefa is not able to have kids, and therefore a trefa cannot have any other eggs. Umasilah lidamemar bahai lishna. According to Ravina, teaches a memar's din, according to this version, Amar Amemar, Hani Bey, the suffix Trefa, about the eggs of a hen that's a possible Trefa, the Shichla Kama Mashina Lu, that we basically hold off on the first clutch to see what happens with this chicken. E Ajavitan Sharyan, if she has more eggs, then the first ones are going to be mutter, because the fact that she had afterwards must be she's not a treifa. V'lo asir, and if not, then it's going to be aser, because not able to have any other eggs must be it's a treifa. Eser yavashi le'amemar, omodim, they agree, it's a treifa, shasur, it's a treifa, it's going to be aser, but it's a treifa, it was born in aser, amalei, also be the shechakama, there in the bryce, so it's talking about the first clutch, the first group, the first type of, the first bundle of eggs there, which already formed inside the chicken, before it became a treifa.
That's an answer. It's saying before it became a shefa. Imkin gadla gamra mi boile. Then it should have said gamra. Tani gamra. He switched up to say gamra because the bryce is talking about only the first type of the group of eggs, first clutch, which the bird was already carrying when she became a shefa. Elaha de tanya, that which we learned in a bryce. Okay, so then Elaha de tanya. Then that which is taught in a bryce of Vlad a shefa about the Vlad of a treifa, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, lo yikrav legabi mizbeach. He says it can't be brought on the mizbeach. I'm showing me yikrav it can be. My kamifka what's a machlokas? Kishe ibril self nitrofa must be. They're arguing where the mother conceived and then became a treifa. The machlokas is Rabbi Eliezer Sofer uber yerachimahu that the uber is considered part of the mother itself. Therefore, it can be brought on the mizbeach. Rabbi Yeshua. It really says it's part of the Itzarachimah, therefore it can't be brought just like this. It itself is a treifa, so the offspring is. It was just over with Lavi Yachimah, therefore it's going to be brought. Yachid, that's true. The mythical Gavol, the mythical Hedyot. Why are you talking about the Megavol to argue with Hedyot? Lodicha Kochad Rabbi Shoah. So you call Rabbi Shoah. The mythical Hedyot, Lodicha Kochad Rabbi Yazar. Kochad Eter, other like we said before. Umodim, Vadai, Bebetzah, Treifa, Shasura. When the Bryce says they definitely agree in reference to an egg of a treifa that's forbidden, but just shikhla kama, talking about the first clutch of the eggs. My time, what's the reason Rishua will be masking here that they're going to be usher? He matches the offspring of a treifa animal. He doesn't hold that it's the Yerichimo, so why is he going to say it's usher? Because Gufahi, the egg, is her actual body. Inside the eggs are attached to these sinews and these different things that are going on over there. V'hilchus halachis is b'zachar kol shneim asachodesh. In the case of a male, that could be a chicken, that could be a treifa. If it lives for 12 months, then it's going to be kasher. And b'nekeva kol shneim yoledes. In the case of a nekeva, that's maybe a treifa. Any not able to have any children, they can't have any more eggs. Then it's going to be a treifa. But if she does have more, then it's clear it's not going to be a treifa. Amarav huna, zakdei legrav huna, kol bria she'en bo etzem, any creature that doesn't have any bones, like insects or worms, animus kaim she'en basachotas, they can't live for 12 months. Amarav papa, shema minam, midrav huna, we learn out from this, hal damar shmuel, kishus yetlia bi'ibeha, asura, a cucumber that became wormy while attached to the ground, is going to be aser. Tossed eat worms that were grew in the ground. However, let's say it developed inside a fruit that was detached, then it's going to be mutter because they haven't been crawling on the ground. And the pasuk says, "V'chol hasharetz halaaretz shekatzu le'achel." So, if it's becomes wormy while still attached to the ground, then it becomes also because it's like it's on the ground itself. Peep, turn the page. Nun chesamavis. Hani tamri dechada, the dates that were in a container that were found to be wormy, labasa trese yarchi shata shayan. They're going to mutter for eating after 12 months because from the time that they were picked, because any worms that are found in them at the time must have been after it was picked, and therefore they're going to be mutter. Because, like we said, after you're passed, any worms that may have infested the date while it's attached to the ground will no longer be alive. Amarav, less baka bar yoma. There's no such thing as a day old gnat. At the maximum life expectancy is less than a day. Less didva bas shaitan. There's no such thing as a year old fly. A fly can only live for a maximum, it won't live till a year. Amalir of popular Abai Vahami Inshi, but people say, Shav shne imra biksa mikasa. Mimi Baka. For 7 years, the female gnat kept staying away from the male gnat, not wanting to mate with him. The Amarle, because she said to him, Chazise Levar Mechozen de Sachabamai. You saw a Mechozen who went swimming in the water, Vesalik Veichrach Bisdinin, and got out and wrapped himself in a sudden a sheet, Vosiva Saleh, and you went on him, and you sucked blood from him without telling me. Right? So it seems like clearly they can live more than 7 years. Right? So this saying is speaking about a Mechozen because they were famous for being fat. Rashi says, and like they, you know, very pampered. Amalei says, according to your logic that you want to understand this thing literally, then chad the amri inshi, the hud amri inshi, that which people say in the following, shitin money parzla tolule labaka bekornese, the gnat carries 60 mone of iron in his hammer. That's a lot. Meaning that be careful for the bite of a gnat, very intense. It's sting. Mi'ika, really, is there such a, is there so much weight to this gnat? Yugifikame, how much does it weigh itself? It's nothing. Ella b'mani too. Even your property, you have to admit that that it means in terms of their manas, meaning gnat manas. Hachinami v'shnei too. It means in gnat years, right? It's a tiny amount. Tanana samir to mishta in bichoros. So bichoros lenin mum when it comes to a mum. Behema bayilus chamish v'glayim. Hoshein la shalosh harei ze mum. If an animal is born with five legs, only has three legs, this is considered a mum. This is a blemish. Which the Mishnah is mashma that the animal is a mum, and therefore you can't bring it as a carbon, but you are able to go and eat it regularly. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Huna, lo shanu ela shechasav yasav yad. They taught in this Mishnah an extra missing leg is a mum, but not a trefa, only where the when it's lacking or there's more is in reference to a foreleg. When the Mishnah says that the foreleg means the front legs. When the Mishnah says that a five-legged animal is a mum, it means that it has two back legs and three front legs. The Mishnah says a three-legged animal is a mum, it means that it has two back legs and one foreleg. Avachasav yasav yad, but it's like when the back one, trefa nami. If it's even called a trefa, and it can't be eaten, my time, how come? Kol yasir kenatal dami, because any extra is like something that's removed. An extra organ is the same law of a missing organ. So therefore, an animal has an extra back leg. It's like it's missing a back leg. An animal missing a back leg is a trefa, right? That's like the one that's dislocated. There was a type of animal, the havala tarti sanya dibe, that two sika. Sika is a, the cecum is like a pouch that forms the very beginning of the large intestine known as the colon. So what happened was, it was born, and it had, Zanon had two of them. Aisula Ravina, they brought it from Ravina, Vitarfa mid Ravuna, and he trafed it up because of that which the Ravuna said, and it's extra, like it's removed, and therefore, if both of them were missing, the animal would be trafa. Vishavchen la'adadik share, but if they pour one into the next, they're connected the way that everything goes in through each other, then it's going to be kosher. Ahigofta, there was this animal that had a tube, as she says, kamokana basar, a tube of flesh. Tavanafkami be katseluv lila. That came out from the, it went from the second stomach of the cow to the third stomach. It went from number two to number three. Some of Ashilim, if you wanted to try tarfon it because of what's going on, I'm Avhuna Mar, Barchil, Ravashi, Kohani, Chive, Baryasa, Hachi, Islu. This shouldn't be treated as a problem because all these type of animals that are living out, you know, not like city animals, but the outskirts. These animals have a tube that's like this. Ahugofta, this animal had this tavam abram ibekasil akresa, that went from one stomach to another. Sabam abra ravashi la shura, you wanted to actually make it that it's kosher. Amarle rav oshaya atukulu b'chadim mechisa mechtinu. Have you woven all these cases into one web? But you want to bring all these things into one thing, you can't equate them. Hecha de itmar itmar. Wherever it was said, there's halacha that says about it. An extra tube in the digestive tract is normal in certain types of things. Okay, it was said. Hecha de lotmar litmar. Where it wasn't said, it wasn't said. So don't think you can just start mixing and matching and sending it wherever you'd like. So the Gemara discussed the extra tubes connecting the animal's different stomachs. We now have a braisa that considers the case of an extra tube in the intestines. Hey, that's a very shila rav tabachaya disipar lufnei rabbi. He was a chief shochet. His ibar came and said in front of rabbis, nothing bar shila. Two intestines that came out of the stomach of the animal next to each other. Two sets of winding intestines that are leaving one of the stomachs, and one leaving from the usual end, the other leaving closer to the middle. She trefa, that is trefa, kenegdam ba'of k'sher, but in the case of a oaf that had this, it would be kosher. What are we talking about? An animal with these two things is a trefa. She also b'shtem akomos. When the two intestines come out of two separate places of the stomach. Av yotzim makamechav come out of one place, two intestines come out of the same point, then v'kolamat v'chalin ad k'etz b'k'sher. And they conclude, they finish their separation, in other words, they join together within a finger width, then the animal is going to be kosher. Peligiba, Rav Ami, Rav Asi, Chadam Ruhu, The Hodre V'Arve, one says it's kosher as long as the two intestines then unite into one tube. Charam Afagav the Lo Hodre V'Arve, even if they don't go ahead and they unite into one thing. Bishalom Adam Arguda Hodre V'Arve, when it goes and mixes, it becomes like one tube. Behind it, the Katani had Gad, so I said until the Nespa, like a finger width. Elalaman Da'amar Adsha Afagav the Lo Hodre V'Arve, even. What it says that it's kosher even if they don't unite into one tube. My at gatzva, what does it mean until gatzva? At gatzva mata, what it means is that the price means that the two intestines have to unite into a single tube within a finger width of the very end of the tract. Okay. The last part of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Amar im nitla notza psula. He says if you remove the down feathers, it's going to be psula. Amar Rabbi Yochan. Rabbi Shmuel Amar davar echad. They said one thing. They have the same. They agree both over here, which. And what are we talking about? Rabbi Yehuda Hadamar, that which we just said, that his din about the mishnah, the removal of the down of this is going to make it into a trefa, the down feathers. So we see he considers it to be the same as the skin, as a trefa. Rabbi Shmuel, the time he said, we went to the mishnah. Rabbi Shmuel Amar notes that mitzarefes, the down combines with the skin, the flesh of the chicken to complete the minimum amount of edible stuff. And this is a discussion in. Tyros. Rabbi Shmuel also considers that the down to be the same as the skin. Therefore, both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shmuel are masking to each other's dinim about this. Amar Rava says Rava. Demalahi. Maybe it's not true. Maybe these two dinim, you can't compare the two. Hadgan lo kam Rabbi Yehuda. He only said it over here by the down is treated like skin. Eladi and treifa, reference to being the laws of a treifa. To look at me, to make it alive because there's nothing that's protecting the body of the bird. Therefore, it's a treifa. Without it, dies. If a gule karabonis really, maybe when it, in reference to the a pigle through intent to eat it outside of its time, you think I'm going to eat the down, the those feathers outside of this particular time. You do it, maybe hold like the rabbanon. Argument Rabbi Shmuel holds that the down is not considered like the skin. Vadkan lo kamer Rabbi Shmuel Hashem doesn't say over there that the down is considered like skin. Elyin ifluge ifgule. Except for by pigle of a leinian treifa agune lo megin, but in reference to treifa, so maybe they say that it's not protecting the body of the chicken properly, and therefore if you remove it, it's considered would not the removal of the down would not make it the fowl a treifa because the taka does. You might hold that the down does not. It's not the thing that protects it anyway. Therefore, it's fine. Okay, so it's not a raya. Zakta next hailing a Mishnah. Achuza sadam. Animal that is seized with blood. Right? It has a lot of blood that shows up here. Some sort of. And it gets sick because of this. Vamushenis. Or it inhaled smoke. Vamitsunenis. Or it became very cold. Vishachul hardufni. Or it ate hardufni. It's a type of herb that's toxic to animals, but for humans it's fine. Vishachul tsoa. Stanagomer ate. Chicken soa, which is also something which is going to be bad for animals, not for humans. Osher shasa, mayimaroyimer, had bad water. Water was left unattended. Maybe the snakes that came and put their venom in it. Kshera, it is kosher. You can eat it. You are able to eat it. Achlas samamavis, if it ate poison, meaning poison to humans. Oh, sheikh, shekisha nachash, or a poison snake, ended up biting it. Muteris v'shem trefa. It's not an issue of treifa, but it is a problem of sekanas nefashas, therefore it can't be eaten. Amar Shmuel, he'll eat the chiltis treifa. If one fed the animal chiltis, it's a treifa. My time at the minkiva luhu lamayinu, because it makes a hole, it'll puncture the digestive tract. Masav of shizvi, achuz adav hamushan, it's the animal that got this blood thing or inhaled smoke, v'shachul hardufni. He'll eat a tia chiltis with pilpulin, or if you fed him tia chiltis with pilpulin, which I can explain what it means. It's a very bitter thing over here, and it could harm the animal that eats it. Achasam and muffins had poison, kshera, all these things are kosher. Hikisha nachas with poison steak at it, ocean nachshka kalev shota, a crazy dog, a mad dog at it, mad dog disease. Mutaris mishum trefa, vasur mishum zakasafashos. Menai, we don't call it trefa, but it's a kind of safashos. Kasha chiltis, okay, we have a kasha chiltis, because the Bryce said chiltis is not going to make it a trefa, and Shmuel said it does. Kasha samavas and samavas, because again, the Bryce says it's mutar to eat the meat of an animal that has this poison with the Mishnah asks it because it's a danger for human life. Chiltis, lokasha, kan ba'olin, kan ba'kratim, because the Bryce is talking about the leaves of the chiltis that don't puncture the digestive tract of the animal eats them. But the Shmuel is talking about the grains of it, which are really sharp and can go through the digestive tract also. Samamavis lakash is not a kasha. They're also hadida hada adam. Because we're dealing with two different things. This poisonous snake of the Bais is talking about something poisonous to the animal, but not to people, but the poison is talking about a mission, it's talking about something that's poisonous to a human also. But can you say that the poison talking about the Bais is animal poison? We said it's animal poison is the same as Hardufni. Why would it double up in the same thing? Shrigavni Samamavis. The answer is, the Braisa is talking about two different types of animal poison, Hardufni and other poisons. My Tia, and it was said earlier that an animal that had Tia is not a trait for its mutter to eat. What is that? Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says, beep, turn the page. Nun Tesman Alf, Ikra de Mirirta, it's the root of this type of herb, this type of plant. And they're very poisonous to stuff. I'm reviewed the high man the achol tlasa tikli chiltus aliba drikarnis. One who ate 3 shekel weight of chiltus an empty stomach mishtalach mashke, his skin will start. He's going to start getting major fever. Yeah, start peeling. This actually happened to me. I had 1 shekel of weight of chiltis. And had I not sat in water, my skin would have peeled off. And I fulfilled with myself that wisdom sustains its owners. The fact that I knew medically how to go and deal with this thing, that's how it protected me. I'm a Rav Yosef. Hi, man, da achel shitzuri bay v'arbeid mzugi v'shav b'tuvisa b'pirchei. Someone who eats 16 eggs, 40 nuts, and 7 caper berries v'shasi riviyasa the dufshe, and he drinks a quarter lug of honey. But kufas tamas alibid rekana, and he did this in the summer in an empty stomach. Misakar talia delibe. His heartstring is going to snap. Right, and it's gonna have really bad ramifications on the person's heart. Rashi says, "Kol ikra chibo libo nekar kigon da achil kulo." Right, is the mean part of his heart is going to be bad for him. Hahu story tamu by Tavid also the big Rishkulusa. There was a young deer that came to the house of Rishkulusa. Tava mifsak karan b'tsraisa, that its hind leg severed. And the question is a treva, but k. Rav Bitsomas Hagidin Machshir, he checked the where all the sinews came together, and he said it's good. Shavu l'mechaminei ba'umtza, and he thought, okay, I'll have some of its meat. I'll eat it rare. Like have some rare, how do you like your meat? Like not fully roasted, salted heavily. Take out the dam, and then put it on a coal for a moment. Amalei Shmuel, he says, "Om luchai shmar lini kurei." Well, you're not worried about the possibility that the leg had been punctured by a snake bite, and maybe a snake put venom in the leg. You don't see it because, in the place of the leg that was actually cut. And if this happened, the meat of the entire deer is going to be awesome because it's a kind of fascios. Amalei says, my takante. He says, how do I fix this? Right? How can we check if that happened? He said, no, say, but tamnu the iu batik lafshe. Let's put it in an oven to roast for the heat will examine itself. It's going to check itself. Also, nafal tilchi tilchi, put it in the oven and it fell apart to pieces. Right, the enzymes of the snake broke it down. Karshma Ale the Rav, Lo Yeuna Latzadik Kol Oven. He said about put the pasuk about him, no harm shall befall a righteous man. Right, that's how he stopped this whole terrible thing from happening. Kari Rav Ale the Shmuel, Kol Raz Lo Anislach. Rav said to the pasuk of Shmuel, no secret is withheld from you. He's talking about Shmuel's Chachma about this danger that was about, that could have come about, and how to figure it out. Okay, my friends, we're going to step over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.